Yeah, I remember the day before the egg retrieval, I had to do the trigger shot, well, 36 hours before. And I was pretty good throughout all of the shots mentally. But that night, it was because it was an HCG shot, which is like the pregnancy hormone. Basically, you just shoot into yourself. I was a nutcase.
After you did the shot?
Yeah, like a couple hours after, I was just kind of hysterical, like crying a lot, like super hormony.
Is that common with the HCG?
I think so. Some people, like the whole time they're on stims, I think react differently. But I remember crying to my husband and saying, like, if this doesn't work, like, I'm never doing this
Oh,
again.
really?
You know, because it was like, I was so uncomfortable that night. Well, and huge because I had like 46 eggs in me.
Yeah. Was that overstimulation? Did you feel signs of overstimulation?
Not at that point, but after the retrieval.
You felt hyperstimulation.
Yeah.
How many embryos did you have in the end?
So on day five, we had 27,
Wow.
which is a
So
lot.
that's a lot of college tuition.
Yeah, and then we got them all genetically tested,
Wow.
and then we were down to 19 healthy ones.
Still a lot of college tuition.
And thank God that we had a lot to work with because then it kind of eased my mind. You know, like if it doesn't work the first time we transfer one, then
You got a bunch
we
in the
have
freezer.
backups, you know.
And you can choose if you want to put in one or more than one.
Yeah, most doctors will let you choose, I mean, up to two
Right.
usually. So,
Because they don't always take. So if you want to make this cycle count, sometimes people will take two with the risks of having twins, but there's also a chance that one will and one won't, or both won't. So
Yeah.
it just increases your chances of getting into a pregnancy.
So, we actually made a very calculated decision not to put two in. I thought it was a really good idea to not purposely try to have twins with my first pregnancy. And I had all of these like dreams to do with my single baby, like traveling easily and hiking and baby wearing and, you know, like a non-hospital birth. So we put one embryo in. And at our 7-week ultrasound, we found out that it had split.
Two babies.
Two babies.
Was that a shocking moment?
It was extremely shocking. I cursed a lot.
Oh, you did? You're not the
No, not normally.
cussy type.
Yeah, because it was completely unexpected. I was watching on the sonogram while he's doing it,
Wandering around.
and I thought that I had seen two sacs, but I was like, no, I just don't know how to read them. Like, that's not real. And then, like, a second later, he puts away the wand and looks at the nurse and says, how many embryos did we put in? And
Whoops.
my husband and I look at each other like, oh. Yeah, and that's when we found out. And my husband was cool as a cucumber. He was like, well, we wanted two kids, so there you
There we
go.
go.
I was like,
Just
wow,
knock
you're
them
not the
out.
ones that the one that has to carry them.
Yeah, so in that case, it's always identical. It's identical twins.
Yeah, because they come from the same
'Cause,
exact genetic material,
right,
so.
and you only put in one embryo. There's no chance that two fertilized.
No, unless
It's
someone lied to me at some point.
right. So you have one egg that split, and then that makes twins. And there's, depending on how late that split takes place, there's different kinds of identical twin pregnancies. Sometimes they're totally separate from each other with a separate inner sac, separate outer sac, and separate placenta. Sometimes they split a little bit later and they're a little bit more together. So the placentas are different, and the inner sac is different, but they're in one combined outer sac. And then the later they split, the more conjoined they are. So they